This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Tuesday, February 4. Why me, Lord? Our reading comes from Psalm 103. The Lord is compassionate and gracious, slow to anger, abounding in love. He will not always accuse, nor will he harbor his anger forever. He does not treat us as our sins deserve, or repay us according to our iniquities. For as high as the heavens are above the earth, so great is his love for those who fear him. As far as the east is from the west, so far has he removed our transgressions from us. As a father has compassion on his children, so the Lord has compassion on those who fear him. For he knows how we are formed. He remembers that we are dust. The life of mortals is like grass. They flourish like a flower of the field. The wind blows over it, and it is gone, and its place remembers it no more. But from everlasting to everlasting, the Lord's love is with those who fear him, and his righteousness with their children's children, with those who keep his covenant and remember to obey his precepts. Is cancer a punishment for sin? Does God authorize our suffering because we haven't faithfully followed his law? This ages-old question plagues people who wonder if God follows a cause and effect policy. You sin, you suffer. In the Old Testament, we read of a man named Job who loses nearly everything but his life in a test of faith in God. Job's friends accuse him, saying he must have brought this on himself by sinning against God. Job even asks God, "If I've sinned, what have I done to you? Why have you made me your target?" And God responds by showing him that God's ways are higher than human ways. The psalmist declares that God does not treat us as our sins deserve. Instead, God uses a sin removal policy based on his everlasting love. God pays the price of our sin. If God let us pay for our wrongdoing, every living person would be stuck forever in a slimy mud pit of their own making. Some people have come to me as their pastor, tearfully taking the blame for their own health diagnosis or life challenge. I have confidently assured them that God does not operate that way. Even so, when my cancer returned, I too wrestled with whether God was displeased with me about something. And God reminded me of his abounding love and grace that is greater than all our sin. Pray with me. Lord, thank you for your mercy, compassion, grace, and forgiveness. Your love is as high as the heavens. When we suffer, may we not doubt, but stand firm on your promises. Amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning, or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.